player, which was not necessarily in ground interview. One of which is also give a lot of which is wanted by the chief operating officer in terms of the progress. If we can just indicate in terms of the report or access for help, we can confirm that in terms of the procedure, by the 15th of this month, when we prepare our internal financial statement, we have 100% asset verification for HELOC. So we have already had a quality assurance in terms of the progress on how the custodians have been, as we indicated, in terms of the management of that, the government area in terms of CLC is all managed from the international and the accounts, the communities, and it was their performance in that particular case.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not sure whether the when I was dealing with government information, I think that the area that I'm asking the government to track on around the question of inquiry hearing and the issue of dealing with the outstanding questions. I think that might be doing that. Can you allow, can you do that before you go to the area? Thank you very much.
Honorable Chair, Honorable Members, and Honorable Deputy Minister, and please. In with respect to the targets for HR, it should be noted that these are mandatory targets set for departments to fill close to 4 months for a menu of advertising. Our variance of 1.3 is as a result of the fact that sometimes the managed member who will perform duty abroad may not be available to act on time on that, and we just been turned around the corner and we are able to fill those posts. In last year, it was indicated that of the 161 posts that we advertised and filled, each of them were filled within 4 months and less. The 81 were 81 months or so and 3 months. But with regard to these other two indicators, the grievances, it should also be noted that these are mandatory target sets, and I believe the intention of that and the scope was for the in the country, the business to do. And then we didn't have enough capacity because sometimes the grievance is lost in Canberra, and the other one is in Mexico, the other one is in Finland. We are able to do that at the head office. But due to this spread and mobility, it is always a challenge, but we have seen appointed two more managers in this area, and as we speak, and we are able to do it. It should also be noted that the grievance process, the 30-day limit is intended to say the employer given 30 days within which to internally resolve the matter before it graduates into a dispute. And the last part of it is that if the employee is still agreed, it is referred to the executive authority. So this is an area that is difficult in the context of DECO, because the DECO executive authority also in most cases performs duty abroad, etc. But as we speak now, we have found a way of immediately when a grievance is lodged, we simply just put it away in case it can go there. And this has worked for us because now we are able to handle it. Because the grievance doesn't have to be resolved, it has to be handled to the satisfaction of the athlete, telling of which he or she can exercise her or his right to repair as a dispute. With regard to disciplinary cases, we reported that only 2 out of the 7 cases that we had to repair, period under review, were only successfully concluded within the 90 days. One of the key cases that was not resolved was on the air conditioner from Cannes. Maybe each time you have a case like that, you may not necessarily hold a career in the country. If you do, you may still have to have the witness flown in by all those circumstances. But in this particular one, the implicated official took ill, underwent a major surgery, and put off for a lengthy period. It was beyond control. Later, when it was possible to do, the indicated official gave notice of resignation, which we tried to delay because the decision required of a person who wants to do that while a disciplinary process is on to then have 30 days notice, in which we thought we can dispose it off immediately. But still, because it was externally done, we're doing it through the beginning cancer. So if the indicated official decides to request to be excused and the chairperson grants that, because there is nothing we can do until the time the notice period expires, and then the case was through. However, we then decided that since the employee, even when she was reporting to the chairperson of the DC, of noting they were not complying with the leave, whereby she would take leave or extended leave, we then blamed which is being granted of an amount of 660,163 rand, which pension fund has been willing to return to us. Generally, honorable members, we are able to, to report that, this matter of consequence management in general, it is a matter that we are trying to deal with, but it has come to people that once a case is being, once a lack of financial contact or otherwise is done, we have to investigate it, and then to determine how it could be handled, because we have to pass two separate standards, like procedure on China, that was sent to China. In which case, if we have to satisfy ourselves, we can report now, for example, on matters of irregular expenditure that were reported. These have since been subjected to investigation and rely on internal audits to deal with that, especially on the extended contract of vending and the extension of contract for the one to be the regular. It's still being investigated, and once that is done, we are able to proceed with that. And the other matter, the one that's missing money in Zuba, the investigation has been concluded, and we pointed to a disciplinary inquiry, which we are about to commence with, and as I'm speaking, there are processes underway to deal with this one. So that seems to summarize my input on this one. We are currently able to say, at least with the two additional managers, usually this post, head of this post like HR, we cannot have as many home bodies in those areas in spite of the geographic spread of the population, like any other year, we have to deal with all these cases across the globe. But now we found a way, there is a central several people that are assisting government to deal with it. But in most cases, they are not willing to handle cases, especially abroad. But in other continent, we are going almost 1,800 locally recruited personnel, where we also use the local law, which in most cases is not amenable to our system that we are using. And there are many cases, especially most of these people, have accounting checks and other related things where most of the cases are. It is really a challenge with a establishment of less than 3 or 7 dealing with this kind of a thing. This is not excuse. We are also dealing with this. Now we see we also want to venture in ensuring that, because this is a specialized area where a case if it is committed in a country where it is a similar. Friends, we are able to easily also asked for another department. So at this time, we have some to do that. We have done one in one country, which is Department of Health, with a precise model. Even in relation to our public health employees, that is the situation.
Sir, thank you very much, Chair, if you allow 10 minutes first, we have...
No, no, let's rather, because this presentation is a big meeting. I suggest to let you to discuss it around. The, what's that? The RF, I would imagine, is a bit short. We can adapt it, I don't cut it.
Okay, then I'm in line. Thank you.
The report, we heard the report from the Department of Performance Monitoring and Evaluation. basically that the department is saying that it was a corrupt act in the HRO. Because on the issue of professional ethics, they were given only one. They were given only one. When you ask the reasons why, because the issue, because there were no signed agreements about the, no, they were not solar. So about the business of the staff of the airport. I don't think that you can afford that. Because they have done such a good work. But this whole thing, they have to, they have a tendency of blocking everything which is good. And then, on the other, the last thing, and then on the issue of the cost for the qualification. On the issue of asset management, it is the responsibility of the accounting officer to ensure that we preserve the values of the assets that we have. I'll make an example here. I went across the speaker in the previous month. I got a shocking report that in one of the residences, there was a rosemary shop flowing for about 3 weeks. The rosemary is flowing through. You know, that area is like the Bishop's Court case town. But from the residences, Amakana residences of South Africa, rosemary is flowing out for about 3 weeks. That's bad. That's bad for the country. So what I'm asking for is that definitely the issue, apart from the issue of registering the assets, the department must come up with a plan of the maintenance of the assets. Because that one maintenance. You have a 20-euro building, which is having a road that is flowing out for 3 weeks. It's bad for the country. So what I'll appeal for is that the department must really come up with a maintenance plan. What maintenance plan they're having, and then apart from that, also the budget, which must follow that plan. So that when we go to the next budget, 2016, 2017, there must be a refreshed budget for maintenance. Because if you don't do that, it means that we will not be protecting the assets of the South African budget. And of course, they said, I'll come to the next one.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm Dr. Martina, and CFO. And what I can say is, my honorable candidate could take the either. I'm also going to continue.
We need divine intervention.
The habit is full, but the liver is here. We are relating about the growth and so the liver, truly, you can see that they are really few. I don't know how many continental are they in the world, but I think really, as Africa, as South Africa, we are doing good inroads. And with the experience of Ambassador Martin, in 1 year, I think they have to reveal you, I think. Thank you very much for that kind of that view. You are an asset in the department. And I think some of us, even if we are honorable, we must really learn a lesson from you. And I can say that really they could do exceedingly exceptional. We really appreciate your work. However, the internal control system, the loss of gas. If we can really close those gas, we did emphasize last year about asset register. And I'm still saying that the harvest is good, but the liver are few. So do something on it. The turnaround process is drastic. And we appreciate the cost line on the issue of the court containment measures that you could put in place of ensuring that you've got allowing officials to be accommodated on fully fledged accommodation. I think that is really appreciated. And we appreciate those young diplomats all over around the country. But my concern is that are we giving them correct tools to assist, you know, that they must not detain you in that same machine. But really, you are doing extremely and exceptional work. If you can pull the test, and we did have the meeting with the Auditor General this morning, and she pointed on Auditor General 6 key focus areas. So if we can really concentrate, get more liberal to assist in improving this case. In page 6 of the Auditor General, those 6 focus areas, so perfect, so that we must not deceive you. Thank you.
Okay, you can cook for the Mufaran.
Yeah. I think I also said the same sentiment. But nevertheless, if we are overstanding the my answer. Want to check on page 7 on the issue of the program 1 on aggregation. I wonder if we are talking about the 1% that cannot go for the documentation immediately. Maybe we can can't say that coupled with program 2 because on program 2 we really pointed out that on high level this is page 10 and I think that is adaptation to direction. But now here I don't see the rational on the issue of maybe to my understanding, can we say we have not agreed into what is recently said that. Also, now we have to take that particular case as much as we can explain. But also, I think if there was the must be that case, the police, there must also be a rational. Because when there is a rational, you have got no chance to ask why. Because you ask why when you want to see the reason why. Then also on a page from the international cooperation. Not in page 10. We are talking about the yes, I understand that you say yes, not in on page 12. South Africa focus on particular focus on you know that South Africa focus on particular on democracy, democracy and human rights. But what I'm trying to look at is this. If it is goals, we have got programs that we are talking about that we have summits from HRM, summits from the Nepal. But to my understanding, if we are talking about this, good government, but I don't see us talking to after sharing this mechanism. So if you can just have yes, I understand I'm talking about the Nepal, though it's just a wedding of Nepal, but there's no clear program what we're talking about the Nepal. And you know that, yes, if you can, that's why we're always saying as this committee, if you can get social equity ourselves, if you can get the response from the Nepal, maybe you can be able also to assist when making any recommendation to the Nepal, the Nepal and internet so that you understand. You understand. The summits are there, you don't know what is happening. And that is the outcome of the program. If you can also check on that. Also, on this program, I think about the construction project, the payment of the project, of the construction project plan for 2015, 14 payment, but on the same page in the 2014 budget. Now, and we certainly have to talk about the program of the adjustment. Yeah, it's adjustment. It is not maybe the delay or this delay that causes all the adjustment. Maybe that you should check. Maybe the delay causes the adjustment of this air. I think for now, to check, I think for some of my
of Durkheim's work is not ever in question, and I think it's quite obvious to anyone who's following to any degree the activities of Durkheim that really does stand out, and we do compliment you on that. Obviously, the issue of the disclosures that fell under ethics for the DPMP, that was something we felt practice really is within your power to get right. And we would like to see that. The other thing they brought up is an issue of wellness, and they spoke about policies that haven't been signed off. And that seemed like another perhaps thing that could be taken care of without it looking like such an issue. And it's letting the department down, and that's not something that's out of your control. So they mentioned policy was now there, but it hadn't been signed off on, or something like that to do with the wellness program. And then, the thing that you don't like hearing, of course, is the whole idea of rationalizing missions. But every mission I've ever been to is sharing resources, borrowing tax machines, can't come in to an airport, can't invite other ambassadors for a drink. You know, so the lack of resources is so obvious, and they talk about the embarrassment of not being able to accept invitations because they can't reciprocate on invitations and that sort of thing. So again, it seems like we're kind of forced to maybe think about having regional missions rather than missions in every area. I'm just thinking of something we need to prioritize and review. The rental issues, it sounded to me, and I didn't catch it clearly, it sounded like we were focusing more on renting than on buying. And there was good reasons for that in terms of what you were saying. But when we were, for example, in Iran, it became clear that there were huge problems with the rental. Having to pay a couple of years in advance, being held to ransom, not being able to make the place suitable for a mission. And when you do, all of that goes into other people's pockets. So just a whole lot of things, and my notes are not in front of me now, but basically it just seems like a situation where it's leading us in a sense. And again, I'm that's not an answer I want here, but I just thought at some point maybe we could look more closely at the pros and cons of those two things. And now, of course, my reason for not being safe in that seat is the money for, the money for the hospital that we clearly want to put in Palestine. What measures are in place to ensure that money doesn't go to death tunnels and terrorist activity across the border and those kind of things? So that would be important, and it's not just that project, but other projects where we want to build hospitals and lift the people. We don't want that money inadvertently getting into political sort of areas that are being used for what they shouldn't be used for. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I guess with a lack of quoting, because I think there's been very good two quotations. But let me just say the question of the glass is half full or half empty.
Five words.
But say, I think the DG has played it well by first putting a disclaimer of the level of years in service that he's been in the department. And I think we must give it to DG. You definitely have served this country for 21 years in the service. Well done on that one. And I think that's no doubt with the work that you are doing and with the work that the department is doing. However, I think that's taken away, and I think I like what Honorable Rafuti said. He said, don't tarnish your good reputation with this small side issues of the Auditor General that are carrying. I think for this committee, it's quite unacceptable that those serial issues are still coming up. And we warned you 2 years ago that this was going to be a qualified opinion up until you get your house in order. And so far, now you are just following on the remnants of what happened 2 years ago. But I think let us limit ourselves to the issues of the Auditor General. Because in as far as your annual report is concerned, you have to get 100%. The work that you've been doing and putting South Africa on the map is highly commendable. But the issue is, how do we now address the internal management of the department? I think that is a challenge that we would want you to look at. And I think the issue of supply chain management, it can never be that it's always coming up and again as a problem. And when we ask the Auditor General, what is the problem in the supply chain? Why do we end up having irregular expenditures? I think Honorable Zadeh has alluded to the fact of unauthorized expenditure, which is still there. And I think you've got to be proactive into addressing that. It's a question of competency and incapacity of the officials and lack of training in procurement. That is the fundamental point. And how do you, as the accounting officer, deal with that fundamental issue? Because of this issue is not going to go away up until you've dealt with the fundamental issue of competency and capacity and the issue of internal audit, the credibility of internal audit, the making sure that you follow through on those due processes of sorting out those supply chain management issues. That is the fundamental point. The issue of non-compliance to legislation and policies that are there. The lack of consequences in terms of those that have found to be doing things wrong. There is no lack of consequences. And when we look at the Auditor General's report, it's giving you the red in as far as leadership is concerned. And we've had this argument in the morning to say, why would you give them green in good governance, but you give them red in leadership? And that is the fundamental point. It's because of some of these issues are about implementation from a leadership point of view. So you've got red in leadership, and this is something that is very much unacceptable. Looking at the work that you've done very well, to find out that the department led leadership in terms of financial jurisprudence and management is quite very much unacceptable. And I think it's a question of general lack of improvement in audit outcomes. So nothing is happening, nothing is moving. I mean, some of the issues are stagnant. There's no movement. And we cannot have this in a department that is highly regarded under a very seasoned diplomat and a very seasoned public official like yourself. I think we got to work on that one. The issues of ICT is still the same thing. And I ask this question. How can we operate in such a department that is highly sensitive and we don't have an ICT that governs this institution? So it is, and we know that one of the drivers of international relations and foreign policy is the growing trend of social media and information technology. So if we don't have our housing order, how do you manage this information flow that we have? How do you manage the intelligence of information that comes through the wire? Maybe we've got WikiLeaks among the departments. We don't know, because of our ICT system is not in place. How can we operate in this one? So we got to deal with those issues that are very much serious, because of we've been singing this hymn song time and time and again. And on the issue of the human resource, why is it that the senior management has got their level of PMDS while you are not focusing on the foot soldiers from level 1 to 12? BPME has got you low in terms of PDMS for your junior staff, but got you high for the senior management. So is it that you sit around the boardroom and assess each other? and forget the foot soldiers that you should be assessing and motivating to do the extra work. Because of, I think, U.S. management can score low, but let your foot soldiers score hard, because they are the ones who are doing the job. And then why are you not doing that? So as a passing show, the issue of transfers, we're spending almost close to $1 billion in international transfers. Is it not time to assess the membership of some of these international institutions that we are a member of? I'm always a fan of candidacy diplomacy. We got to feel and influence those institutions. But shouldn't, at this point in time where we are trying to tighten the belt, look at the issue of our membership in some of these forums. They are costing us almost $1 billion. And we can redirect those funds into our 126 missions, because I've been battling this fight of rationalization of our missions and revaluation of them. But I get the political point that is being put across. Forgiven. Okay. I can live with that. But the question is, how do we resolve them to capacitate them to make sure that they fulfill the mandate that South Africa should be fulfilling? So shouldn't we look at that as well to try and streamline and save costs in as far as that is concerned? So the annual report is all good, but the audit outcome is very bad. Thank you very much.
No, thanks, Chair. I think, in short, I've been covered by the previous colleagues, all of them. They raised the concerns that I wanted to raise. But I just want to say to the DG of the department, afternoon, DM. Chair, I'm going to delay on that. I'm sorry. I wanted also to say, Jay, I have been covered. the two colleagues that quoted the paper, that is why I want to talk, because I want to quote the Communist Manifesto.
Oh,
yes, you know, I think on the same breath as my colleagues have put it, DG, I like your comments. When you do your presentation, it's very good. It looks very good. But unfortunately, before you come, we have received a presentation from the AG's office, as well as from the Department of Performance Monitoring and Information. And both of them, unfortunately, my DG, they don't speak the same language, they just speak English. But on the same breath, it's just getting the committee members, we must make sure that we give you a support, and at the same time, we must tell you that you must also try to input to those things. I have asked the AG when they were doing their presentation, I think it's on page 8, when the support, the person, when they gave us those lights, pink is intervention, yellow is concern. I even asked them specifically, according to my not enough knowledge, if the pink suggested it is standing at 100% and the concern is standing at 100%, because when she does the presentation, she said this concern and intervention requirement was even raised even previously. So then I asked her, does it mean that the department hasn't thought there's no improvement for the side of the department? And she said, yes, the reaction was putting it just in the segment. I think it's not a good picture. Listening to your presentation with the spirit, the NSPG, but when we receive such presentation from both the Department of Evaluation and the AG, it overshadows your good work of your 21 experience. So I think we must move with the same understanding. Also on page 15 on the investment document, DG, it's even speaking to you as a person. I think you are going to check it and then you are going to improve on this one. Because if they are saying you check it, those codes and recommendation, and then they specifically to say the DG and the DGF, it does not look good. The last one, Chen, this thing of asset verification, I think it has come out quite often from the previous members as well, also from the AC report. But I think, Chen, as a committee, we need to do our role as well. I think we have to do the oversight as a committee to go and do our oversight to all missions, to see for ourselves. Colleagues are speaking with Brother Steve, but I think the main thing, there is an archway there, even before 1994, and those archways cost millions. And as a committee, I think if we can just go and verify ourselves, we can also say to the department, yes, it's there, or yes, it's not there. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that I also share my colleague's sentiments on the DG in terms of the 21 years of experience and effectively navigate DG. Unfortunately, if you have to look at the Auditor General's report, which we did, you would say to yourself, if that was a report card at school, you know, would you go and show it to your parents, would you be embarrassed and try harder? Now, the truth is that the internal audit department and all the internal controls are failing the reputation of our DG, who has a reputation on his own, which is a very good one. And it takes 21 years to build a reputation. But it can take something like this within a year to destroy a reputation. And I expressed the concern about the leadership and how the leadership got the green light, but everything else got the yellow and the red light. And I think in both committees that I sit on, the internal audits and the internal controls are the ones that are not there. And hiring correctly for human resource management, hiring the right people the first time is so critical, and we seem to be failing in those regards. In terms of the IT story, as my colleague has mentioned, I won't dwell on it too much. The fact is, we are vulnerable, and we've already suffered vulnerability in terms of intelligence. You know, hopefully, with the case of our passwords now and our vulnerability here, we could suffer a secondary embarrassment, global embarrassment, unfortunately, because of the portfolio. What I have identified is that the bigger the budget, obviously, the more there is to maneuver in terms of your regular wasteful expenditure. I think it's harder to police. And what I recommended to the Auditor General and DGL recommended against you is that we express that as a percentage of our budget. I think it's interesting to see as a percentage, and of course the fluctuation problem, any way in which we can protect the fluctuation should be investigated, although it seems like our options are closed in many aspects as a governmental entity. I don't want to repeat the runoff, but because the Palestinian issue was mentioned, I do need to say that, again, DG, I respect your balanced approach. I think our party we align very closely to the Durka approach. Not many people agree, whether you're Muslim, Jewish, Palestinian, Israeli, it's a one state, it's a two state, it might even be a three state. It's very hard to tell. A lot of people call apartheid, but I think what they misunderstand in the Middle East problem is that where South Africa was trying to marriage the separated parties, here we're actually trying to get a divorce. We're trying to have a successful divorce, and that's the key difference in trying to understand the Middle East conflict. But now, South Africa does have a very important part to play, and someone like the DG would be a very material person in actually trying to bring about peace in the Middle East. But any mediator in such a horrible and you know, web affair would have to come across as unbiased. And I think South Africa at this stage, although our position is balanced, sometimes the way we word things, sometimes the way we say things doesn't come across as balanced. Now, to guide you on your reports, we call it the Palestinian issue. But maybe if we call it something like peace in the Middle East or trying to find a solution for the Middle East, and we didn't label one side as an aggressor, one side as this or that. We're going through a problem at the moment where a single party is calling for the extermination of a religion in the same region. Now, I am Jewish. So a party is now calling for people to come and stab me or kill me. Now, we lose credibility then as a mediator to try and find solutions within the problem itself. And often we're told in South Africa, we must not go visit Israel, we must not go visit Palestine. But But I think exactly like my honourable member from the IEC, the ESF there, and then he said IEC.
You also
have
to say that it's
a Freudian. My colleague is going to give the answers to me, but everyone just may volunteer that maybe us as a committee must be able to travel to the Middle East on both sides, get a proper balance to you as a committee. I know it was done before, and I know that, you know, because it was at a, that most of the people that were on it, that sort of never really returned to Parliament afterwards. There were a few that came back. I think now's the time to maybe relook at a situation where we can go find solutions to a working problem. And I agree with the DG again, that we have to be balanced on all human rights abuses. And then lastly, I put it off in terms of the auctioning, that of the arts and furniture. If we auction some of the old stuff, I'm not sure how we get around it in terms of procurement, but if you were to bring in an auction house on their procurement, they would actually do all that verification for you. Now, the best way to dispose of assets that have now lost value and what have you, is possibly to go that route. You know, I'm just thinking of ideas in which you could actually kill two birds with one stone and bring about, you know, almost creating some form of a register as opposed to, I mean, just lastly, the parking shot, and not to be controversial, but I think the ambassador's submission that has the sewage flowing, I think he's missing home too much for you.
Thank you very much, as well, all aware, the chair is always the most unfortunate member who has not been able to make a quality comment after all of his wise interventions from the member. And I want to start with the member to say that I agree with the observations you've made. And I also want to thank you for your kindness to the person of the DC with regard to acknowledging the seminal contribution that he has made in the devolution of South Africa's public diplomacy and foreign relations over the next 21 years. I think it's only the right thing to do. And to then say that DG, your good name will be mired into the debt that is in the department. I think DG, you probably are one of the few lucky DGs where members can comment like this. That you have a setback, and very little must be taken away. And there are many things that I can mention also. It's clear to staff, right from the presidency of Mandela, President Mbeki, now President Zuma, that as we say, South Africa is a big global player, 136 nations, all of which things have seen them through. Our participation in BRICS, our presence in the African continent, your asterisk, etc. I know that a few months ago, we, as a country, have been showered with things around the release of the Cuban fight. And South Africa has been asked to mediate again between the USA and Cuba for the return of the Guantanamo Bay and the lifting of the embargo. South Africa is convening all parties within Palestine to have engagement with Israel. We are not taking sides, but we are saying that we want a two-state system agreed to by both parties. And we know that the Palestinian threat has been raised last week, whatever the feelings of other people. But lastly, also that our country is again on the right march of history with regard to Western Sahara. Morocco is not a member of the AU as a result of its occupation of Western Sahara. But in the fullness of time, it will shift in. It will help shift in. It can take whatever thousands of years. And those people have been to that country will not give up their statehood and their yearning for statehood. Let me put it in that situation. Now, who has taken all of those things? I'm happy that none among us takes away that kind of contribution. And I'm joining them to say, and mind that you have been placing your body. And that's the point I want to make. I don't think you are a DG, like a DG of maybe better to make an example, of finance, or agriculture, or public work. Which DG spends 90% or 95% in South Africa managing that department? Now with you, you either have to go ahead before the minister comes or not go with the minister, then advise the person about the political tools that go on, collect information from their father, advise the person, and therefore the country. So now, you will not be able to stay at home. You know, I once commented to a journalist who was asking me whether the minister is coming to the Portfolio Committee. That if she comes here, then she will not be doing her work. That's why we have got to call our members. Because the nature of the work is such that it is in the outside terrain. Now, you are affected by that kind of thing. Now, the point is there a pattern that is assisting you with some kind of power very close to yours? I doubt if you concede or give all the power to anyone.
Yeah, you can't say. You can't say.
Almost a quantity in your absence. So that work is done for the business are carried out at the instance of your phone call, etc. I think you do need that kind of assistance. But that must include the CFO and everyone else at the senior management level. One of the issues that the Honorable Gassman already raised and others about the heritage, isn't that we have been qualified once again on assets, asset register, asset management, asset whatever. Now, my question would be, the report says that this asset that we have acquired before April 2002, they must be measured at a cost value. And if you can't, then they must be measured at 1 month. The report says so. Now, I am not sure if you have done any of this, that this asset is worth 100,000 or it's not costable, the price away. Level is at 1 month. That has not happened. Now, this will come back in 14 and 15. Why has it not happened? It will come back to you. It will come back and haunt you. The other one is the issue about the artwork. The evaluation and the costing of the artwork. And whether in the department you have a person or persons who can determine the cost of artwork. Someone was saying that artworks are appreciating, or whether they are deteriorating, and whether you are working with the Department of Arts and Culture to the artwork of Jan van Riebeeck, this one of Nelson Mandela, that one of whoever.